This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Brothers and sisters, as we now edge closer to the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, this is usually the time when mosques begin to fill up again. And those who were missing in the beginning of Ramadan suddenly start showing up. And you may hear, therefore, some Muslims protesting, saying, oh look, it's those Ramadan Muslims again. They come now to the masjid? I mean, the first couple of weeks they were there, and then they disappeared for the most of it. And now that Ramadan is on its way out, now they show up? Careful. Those words are chilling signs of an inner illness that may reside within the heart of such a person who said those words. An illness that can single-handedly ruin a lifetime's worth of good deeds. That sin, that illness is called what? Self-admiration. And you know what? Don't put it past yourself. What is fasting? What is charity? What is the recitation of Quran? What is praying in congregation? What is a flawless hijab, my dear sister, when it is tarnished with self-admiration? Because even a trace of its poison is enough to tear down years worth of good deeds. And that's why our predecessors were so afraid of it. Let me share with you these statements. As for Abu Bakr, radiyallahu anhu, the number one companion, the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a man who would be promised paradise during his lifetime over and over again. Listen to what he would say. He said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي كُنْتُ شَعْرَةً فِي جَنْبِ عَبْدٍ مُؤْمِنٍ. I wish that I was just a strand of hair found somewhere on the body of a righteous believer. Subhanallah. As for Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the scholar of the Quran, companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he once noticed how people would gather around him to enjoy his scholarly presence. So he said to them, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ بِعُيُوبِي مَا تَبِعَنِي مِنْكُمْ رَجُلَانِ. He said, if you guys truly knew of my faults, not even two of you would walk next to me. And he would say, لَوَدِدْتُ وَاللَّهِ أَنِّي دُعَيْتُ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بْنِ رَوْثَ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفَرَ لِي ثَمَّا مِنْ ذُنُوبِ. He said, I wish that my nickname in life could even be Abdullah, son of filth, if it meant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would erase just one of my many sins. Where is self-admiration in that? As for Imam Ahmad, who needs no introduction as well, it was said to him, there are so many people who are making dua for you, they're praying for you, mashaAllah. Upon hearing this, his eyes flooded with tears, and he said, أَخَافُ أَن يَكُونَ هَذَا إِسْتِدْرَاجًا. I fear that this may be a sign that I am being baited into destruction. And he also, Imam Ahmad, once heard someone say to him, may Allah reward you for everything you have done for Islam. How did he respond? Subhanallah. He said, بَلْ جَزَى اللَّهُ الْإِسْلَامَ عَنِّي خَيْرًا مَنْ أَنَا وَمَا أَنَا. He said, no, may Allah reward Islam for what it has done to me. You're saying, may Allah reward me for what I have done for Islam? He said, may Allah reward Islam for what it has done for me. Who am I and what am I? He said. And as for As-Sariyya As-Saqati, he would say, I want to be buried in a location that people don't know of. I don't want to be buried in my hometown here in Baghdad, Iraq. Somewhere well, people don't know. They said, why? He said, أَخَافُ أَن لَا يَقْبَلَنِي قَبْرِي فَأَفْتَضِحْ. He said, because I am scared that my grave will refuse to accept a corpse like mine, and thus I will be humiliated. La ilaha illallah. And as for Malik ibn Dinar, he said that if a caller was to call out from the door of the masjid, the mosque, saying, let the very worst of you leave the mosque, none of you would be quicker to leave the mosque, he said, than me, with the exception perhaps to a person who was stronger or faster than I am. Subhanallah, these are not the words of average people like me. These are scholars, reformers, worshippers. What about Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah? His student Ibn al-Qayyim would say, I would frequently hear my teacher, Shaykh al-Islam, say, مَا لِي شَيْءٍ وَلَا مِنِّي شَيْءٍ وَلَا فِيَّ شَيْءٍ. I have nothing and I have done nothing and I am nothing. And when people would praise Ibn Taymiyyah, what would he say? He would say, Wallahi, inni ujaddidu islami kulla waqt. وَمَا أَسْلَمْتُ بَعْدُ إِسْلَامًا جَيِّدًا He said, Wallahi, O you who is praising me, by Allah, I'm still till this day renewing my Islam. I haven't truly submitted to Allah as He deserves to be submitted. As you see and as you heard, these Imams cornered their self-admiration till it had no choice but to walk out from their lives because they realized that he who is self-impressed risks not being welcomed by paradise. So, the next time, my dear brother, my dear sister, you hear your soul saying to you, those Ramadan Muslims, now they show up to the mosques, now they're putting in an effort, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may end up pardoning their shortcomings, but He may not pardon your arrogance.
Oh Ramadan, Month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.